and they stood up. The planet dwindled with soul-shaking rapidity to a moon, to a moonlet, and finally to a discreetly conglomerate aggregation of meteorites, before the mutual neutralization ceased. "Primaries now," Haynes ordered briskly, as the needles of the cosmic ray screen's meters dropped back to the green lines of normal functioning. The probability was that the defenses of the Vasconian citadels would now be automatic only, that no life had endured through that awful flood of lethal radiation, but he was taking no chances. Out flashed the penetrant super-rays, and the fortresses, too, ceased to exist, save as the impalpable infra-dust of space. And the massed grand fleet of the Galactic Patrol, remaking its formation, hurled outward through the intergalactic void. Chapter 24. Passing of the Ike.
"They are not fools, I am not so sure," Eichmill had said,
and when the last force ball, his last means of intergalactic communication, went dead, the first of Boscone became very unsure indeed. The patrol undoubtedly had something new. He himself had had glimpses of it. But what was it? That Jalti's base was gone was obvious. That Boscone's hold upon the Tellurian galaxy was gone followed as a corollary. That the patrol was, or soon would be, wiping out Boscone's regional and planetary units was a logical inference. Star A Star, that accursed director of Lensman, had, must have, succeeded in stealing Jalti's records, to be willing to destroy out of hand the base which housed them. Nor could Boscone do anything to help the underlings, now that the long-awaited attack upon Jarnivon itself was almost certainly coming. Let the patrol come. They were ready. Or were they? Quite. Jalti's defenses were strong, but they had not withstood that unknown weapon even for seconds. Eichmill called a joint meeting of Boscone and the Academy of Science. Coldly and precisely, he told them everything that he had seen. Discussion followed.
"Negative matter beyond a doubt," a scientist summed up. "It has long been surmised that in some other, perhaps hyperspatial universe, there must exist negative matter of mass sufficient to balance the positive material of the universe we know. It is conceivable that by hyperspatial explorations and manipulations the Tellurians have discovered that other universe and have transported some of its substance into ours."